This program is brought to you by CSIP, Gores, Valeo, and Company, and Real Excellence Online.
The new exploration awaits in the Unmuted 2.0, where we continue to spread smiles as we redefine possibilities.
Hello, I am Alves.
And I am Gab. Welcome to the Unmuted 2.0 Episode 1, Realigning the Stars, Overcoming Burnout.
Sa paulit-ulit na nakagawian, sa tambak na gawain at walang katapusang problema, may isang tanong na bumapagabag sa aking isipan. At yun ay, pagod ka na ba? Kasi, same.
Ayan, so welcome everyone sa ating first episode. So, Gab, kumusta ka naman ngayong lumalamig na ang panahon?
Thanks for asking, syempre una. Diba, bihira naman tayo matanong yan. But, ayun, okay naman. Ayun, sabi mo nga, malamig. Mahirap maligo, honestly. Diba? Sana nararamdaman din yan ng ating listeners. Mahirap maligo at tambak ng gawain. Ikaw ba?
Ay, sa true lang, Gab. Kasi ako, ramdam na ramdam din kita dyan. Kagaya ngayon, alam mo naman, diba? Pero ito, sobrang daming tambak sa assignment tab. Ang dami-daming homework, na deadline, ganyan. And alam ko, nafe-feel din ng mga listeners natin yan. Kasi ganun talaga eh, nasa online class setup tayo. And if I'm not mistaken, feeling ko burnout yung na-experience natin na to, Gab.
Burnout. Alam mo, dami ko nakikita na ganyan, like yung mga infographics, kung ano ba yung burnout, ganyan. Pero iba pa rin kasi, diba, yung feeling na, yung ina-explain. So, ano ba yung burnout na yan, Als?
Ayan.
May idea ka ba?
Ayan. Buti natanong mo, Gab, because burnout is when a person becomes physically and emotionally tired. And also, ito rin yung parang feeling mo na wala ka ng will para magawa yung isang bagay. And also, yung passion mo to do that certain task is parang nawawala na. So, ang tendency nun ay nare-reduce yung productivity mo. And even marami kang nami-miss out sa iyong to-do list. Ganun.
Now that you've said it, Als, parang na-experience ko nga yun. Parang na-experience natin yan in our daily lives, no? Pero, alam mo, may kilala ko na mas mapapa-explain pa sa atin ko ano ba talaga yung burnout, paano ba natin siya ma-handle, di ba? How do we deal with it? So with that, let me first introduce our guest for this episode. Our guest for today is Ms. Karel Mangaliag Herrera, a motivational speaker, president and CEO of Train Station Manila, Hong Kong, and Singapore. Hi, Ms. Karel.
Hi, Gab, and hi, Als, and an amazing afternoon to all of you. I'm sure marami na kayong listeners. I'm so proud na episode 1 ako ang inyong in-invite. So thank you so much for having me.
Yes, Ms. Karel. We're also very glad na pinahintulutan niya po kami na diba mag-guest dito sa aming first episode. We are very privileged. So how are you doing so far naman po?
Well, we're very busy and it's so surprising na, well, that's a blessing. It's a blessing that we're busy. And yung sinasabi niyo kaninang burnout, you know, every once in a while, I have to be mindful of everyone in my team kasi ang daming gawain. Coming from a pandemic, you know, na biglang ngayon, dagsaan ang trabaho. In motivational talks, I have many trainers in Train Station. So we do motivational talks for a lot of companies and it's sometimes nonstop. We sometimes start at 7:30 in the morning and end at 10:30 at night. Tuloy-tuloy yon. Hinga lang ang pahinga. Yung ganong levels. So maraming trabaho and at the same time, I'm grateful kasi galing nga tayo ng pandemya eh. Galing tayo ng isang sitwasyon na walang trabaho. Well, hindi mo alam pa paano mo susweldohan ng mga tao mo. Hindi mo alam, you know, if your business will still survive. You don't know if, you know, other companies that you're serving will still survive. And we're handling mga malalaking companies. So, yung fact na itong malalaking kumpanya na kliyente namin nagtitiklupan. Eh, kung kami buhay, abay, magpasalamat ka. You know, you have to be so grateful that you're still alive, that you're doing work. So right now, busy, I'm so thankful for it because we get to provide jobs, we get to give better Christmases for people, you know, dahil may pera sila. And yeah, so it is tiring, it is physically exhausting, and yet you really have to make sure that you are cared for, because importante yung pag tinutuloy mo yung laban, lalaban ka eh, lalaban ka sa buhay, lalaban ka para mag-aral, lalaban ka para magtrabaho, kailangan handa yung katawan mo, kasi kung hindi, ano yung quality of your punches? Ika nga sa laban, pag sumuntok pa, kung hindi okay yung katawan mo, kamusta yung sapak mo? Mahina. So, kailangan, alagaan mo yung katawan mo para pag lumaban ka sa laban ng buhay, eh, ready. Ready ang iyong body. And ready also ang iyong mind. Kasi that also constitutes yung quality of the punches of what you give. Kung paano naman, okay yung katawan mo, pero yung motivation mo, yung isipan mo, yung mental health mo, affects also your physical health.
Yes, I very much agree. And we're glad to hear that you are still grateful even despite all those struggles na na-experience nyo po since the pandemic started and took a toll on everyone. And ayan, speaking of which, we were talking about burnouts earlier. Could you please explain to us in layman's term what burnout is? Like, what are its symptoms? How do we self-diagnose po?
Burnout as compared to tiredness, kasi lahat naman tayo napapagod. 'Di ba? Lahat tayo napapagod. Mag-exercise ka, mapapagod ka, nag-aral ka, mapapagod ka. Ganun lang talaga, you know, dahil meron tayong limited supply of mental ano tawag nun? Parang kumbaga brain fuel. Meron tayong supply nun. And meron din tayong supply ng ating energy in our body. So if we do not know how to replenish that, and if you don't know paano yun alagaan, mapapagod at mapapagod ka. So, kailangan, katulad nito, mabilis ako magsalita. Napapagod din ako kahit nagsasalita lang ako, diba? So, burnout is exhaustion. Ito yung pagkaubos, yung nararamdaman mo ng ubos ka na. And it is more long-term than a short-term tiredness. So, pag nararamdaman mong mas matagal na siya, and it has effects already in your behavior. Nagkakaroon ka na ng irritability, nagkakaroon ka na ng sumasabog ka na, pumuputok ka na palagi, and lagi ka nang nagkakasakit, nagkakasipon, nagkakalagnat, nagkakatrangkaso because of tiredness, then that is burnout. Burnout is ubos. Ito yung sobra ka ng pagod, sobra ka ng ubos, nilalarga mo pa, sinasagad mo pa. So, hindi nagre-replenish yung iyong mental and emotional capacity, even your physical capacity. That's why you have this feeling of burnt out. You know, as the term says, parang ubus ka na, parang sunog na sunog ka na, parang kumbaga sa kandila, naubos na nung kandila yung wax. So, it's burnt out. So, that is... that's what it's like. So you would probably experience it with tiredness, extreme tiredness, constant tiredness that cannot seem to be replenished, a sense of lack of motivation, a sense of na hindi lang yung ayoko mag-aral. Hindi siya short term, pero parang ayoko nang mag-aral ever. Yung ganon. And matagal mo na siyang nararamdaman. Usually, you know, when we talk to doctors, it's a symptom that has been there for quite some time. Ito yung sinasabi kong irritability or laging pagkakasakit or sobrang tiredness or depressive thoughts that you have and the motivation that you have that lasts for more than 2 weeks. So yun yung mga parang telltale sign na ay parang matagal na to, matagal ko na siyang nararamdaman. Burnout nga ba ito?
So, for example po, Miss Girl, I've realized na I'm experiencing burnout pala. And you've said that na it's usually for a long time. So, what could you say, how do I deal with it po?
You know, I always tell people, para tayong kotse. para tayong, let's use the metaphor of a car. And the car, you need to fuel it. And that's why, di ba, sabi ko, napapagod naman eh, dahil ginagamit mo yan eh, yung kotseng to, tong sasakyan natin, we use it. So, when you gas it up, then you're alert again, you're alive again, and you can run, right? So, you can do it. So, there's that constant replenishment of energy. Pag nararamdaman mo na wala na sa condition yung car, yun yung sinasabi nating, ano na to, ito na siguro yung burnout, yung sobrang pedal to the metal lagi yung pag-arangkada mo, and your car is not in the right condition. Then, what we always say is you take it to an expert. You take it to an expert to help you fix it. So you either go to a psychiatrist, a counselor, a coach, or you know, a therapist to help you out, lalo na kung nagpo-cause na siya ng electrical or mechanical problems. So what do I mean by that? Like a lot of times we say, ay, you know, yung ganyan, pagod lang yan, arte lang yan. Di ba nasasabihan tayo na ganun? Pero minsan, can really cause chemical, biochemical damage already in our brain. So, we can seek the help of a professional to help us sort it out. Para mas maintindihan natin. Baka naman pwede through therapy, baka naman pwede through the guidance of somebody who can help us to enlighten us. Now, pag okay ka na, or pag okay ka, pwede rin ng self-care. Important din yung self-care. Kasi some people would say, pagka meron ganitong problema, kailangan ba agad-agad? Eh, wala akong budget, wala akong pera para dyan. Pwede rin lumapit sa guidance counselor, train din yung mga yan. Pwede lumapit ka rin sa pastor, but somebody who has more experience to help you out. That's one thing you can do. Now, the other thing is self-help. Sabi ko kanina na, alagaan mo rin talaga sarili mo. Bigyan mo yung sarili mo ng process. Bigyan mo yung sarili mo ng gas. Bigyan mo yung sarili mo ng opportunities to grow the right connections in your brain. Because our brain, para siyang velcro sa negative emotions. Ganun talaga yung brain natin. Para siyang velcro sa negative emotions. So, I don't know if you'd notice this, but you remember more pagka binigyan ka ng bad feedback or sinabihan ka ng hindi maganda ng isang tao or one bad experience, mas nagtatagal sa'yo yun, kaya tayo napapagod. Kasi yung brain natin really attaches itself to negative emotions. And our brain is like Teflon. Kung nagluluto ka, Teflon, non-stick pan, two positive emotions. So, mas effort maging positive. Mas effort, actually, yung, can I be optimistic? But optimism and positivity, those things help us flourish. Ika nga sa isang garden, kailangan may tinatanim kang magandang seeds to have a garden. In burnout or mental health, when I do talks on mental health, ang akala natin, ang mental health, pagtanggal lang ng problema. Tatanggalin ko tong weeds na to, tatanggalin ko tong burnout, tatanggalin ko tong depression, tatanggalin ko tong anxiety attack, panic attacks ko. Tatanggalin ko yan, hihilahin ko, paalis. Pero kung hinila mo lang yon, ano meron ka? Lupa lang kung wala kang tinanim. Diba? Kung wala kang tinanim na good things, you'll have only lupa, soil lang po. So what we tell people is kailangan in good times, in good moments, learn to flourish, learn to savor. Magpalakas ka sa panahong okay ka. At gamitin mo yung mga panahong okay ka. Savor mo yon. Gamitin mo yun na sheer motivation. Isipin mo yun na, ay, ito yung dahilan. Bakit ko ito ginagawa? Para sa pamilya ko to. Para sa kinabukasan ko to. Para sa bayan Pilipinas to. Ano man yung reason mo. When you're good, utilize that. And hold those memories. Namnamin mo yon na para ka nagnanamnam ng chicken na kinakain mo. Yung talagang, namnamin mo yon. To build your brain, to savor good emotions, para pag good ka, okay ka, malakas ka, pag hinatawang ka ng problemang mabigat, binigyan ka ng isang trabaho or task na mahirap, mas kaya mong indahin, mas kaya mong harapin. You can face it easier because you're made of good stuff and tough stuff. Imagine if you didn't take care of yourself and you didn't put in the right nutrients in your brain, you didn't put the right nutrients in your body, you didn't, you know, take care of your body and your brain, then, pag binigyan ka ng problema, marupok ka. Binigyan ka ng heartbreak, aray, ang sakit-sakit, hindi ko na siya kaya. Oh. Ganun yung nangyayari because you're not in the right head space, you're not in the right mind and body space. So, take care of yourself and you're good. And then bring that with you during tough times. So, yeah.
again. So thank you for that answer, Miss Carol. And if ever we have listeners out there na let's say nagawa na nila lahat po na nakapag self-care na sila, nakapag pa-check na rin sila sa psychiatrist and hindi pa rin nabawasan yung feeling of burnout and in fact mas tumindi pa rin po siya. Are there different stages of burnout? Or if so, what happens if you reach, let's say, the last stage or the most extreme stage po, Ms. Garrett?
Let me say as that will not happen, yung lalala after seeking help. Okay? I'll have to say that to any listener. Una, kailangan kasi lumapit ka sa expert or sa tamang tao to help you out. And it's like, it will probably not go away completely, but at least kung A to B ang pupuntahan mo, nagpunta ka sa A.1 or A.2. So it's not gonna be lalala. Because number one, when any burden or any sadness that is shared with anybody, just by the fact na minsan kahit na hindi kanya bigyan ng good advice, but just be compassionate with somebody, sit with somebody, it already alleviates the pain. It already alleviates the burnout. Ang laking tulong na nun. Yung pagkat tumabi ka lang sa isang tao, kumonek lang kayo. Why? That's the brain's function. The brain is looking for empathy. The brain is looking for compassion. So the minute that you have that with somebody, it already alleviates the stress in the brain. The brain is easy. It is highly emotional. Yes, your brain can be highly emotional. It can be very irrational, but it's very predictable. Sobrang predictable yan. It only looks for two things, pain and pleasure. So pag nasatisfy mo yung pleasure points niya, like having someone who can help you, be compassionate with you, sit with you, stay with you, go through loneliness with you, or sharing those happy moments with you to multiply that. Maraming process. And if you seek therapy, there's a lot of processes. There's even medication even, or even just going for vitamins and sleep. Very important for you to take care of yourself when it comes to sleep. Very important for you to take care of yourself and have meditation. Ito yung mga process na pwede mong gawin on your own. Because hindi ibig sabihin na okay na yung kotse mo or yung sasakyan mo at pinaayos mo siya, ay hindi mo na siya gagasan ever. So kailangan, nagkakaroon ka pa rin ng moments of physical time. Why? Why is physical time important? And I'm not talking about an hour of workout. I jump up and down for 5 minutes. And that's physical time. Because your brain cells get produced when you are working out, when you are doing something physical. It's important for you to do something fun. Fun because your brain craves for fun. Gusto ng utak natin na, eh, meron ba akong gagawin na fun? Ganyan. Meron ba akong pwedeng i-discover to do something you like or you love? And if you are feeling burnt out because parang lahat ng ginagawa mo is failure, sa pag-aaral, that's just learned helplessness. And learned helplessness can be countered by learned optimism. So once you start doing anything, any step at all, kahit na 1% lang yung binago mo, nagbabago ang trajectory ng buhay mo. And when people say, you know, I have a plane and it's going to Los Angeles, California. Baguhin mo yung trajectory niya by 1%, hindi na siya mapupunta ng LA, mapupunta na siya ng Mexico. Kasi binago mo yung trajectory. So hindi natin sinasabing, ano yung kailangan monumental na gagawin ko. Little things that you do can change your trajectory. Increase your sleep time by 20 minutes. Or do sleep na parang 90-minute increments. Tapusin mo yung rapid eye movement mo. So ang rapid eye movement kasi nangyayari yan in 90 minutes. You start with light sleep, you go to deep sleep, then you go to light sleep, that's 90 minutes. So 5 cycles of that is like 7.5 hours of sleep. Try sleeping for 7.5. If you can't, sleep for 6. Kasi 4 cycles yon of 90 minutes. If you can't sleep for 6 hours, sleep for 4.5. Or sleep for 3. Kasi yun yung 90-minute increment sa sinasabi ko. Pero pagka ang utak mo, less than 5 hours ang sleep mo lagi, para kang lasing. Your brain will not function well. You will also lose IQ by 1 standard deviation with a night na minis mo yung sleep mo. So make sure you rest and take care of your brain that way physiologically, because your physical exhaustion also contributes to your mental and emotional exhaustion. So minsan akala mo, ay, ang fragile ko, ba't ako emotional? Baka pagod ka lang talaga physically. It can be physical, then take care of yourself physically. Drink a lot of water, rest, have nutrients, have a good night's sleep, do something physical. Then do something fun. Because why? It is biological. It is chemical in your body that when you do something fun, positive hormones get released in your body. Endorphins get released when you're working out. And endorphins lessen the pain. So kung ikaw ay, and I don't know if nararamdaman nyo na to, yung excited ka, hindi mo nararamdaman na gutom ka, hindi mo nararamdaman na pagod ka, because of the endorphins in your body. So there are hacks that you can do to your brain and to your body to prevent burnout. Now, with what I was saying a while ago, I start my morning at 7:30, na nagtotalk na ako, and I end at 10:30, hinga lang ang pahinga. I have to make sure that I do breaks in the middle so that I am replenished. Kasi kung hindi, I will be working my body and my mind at empty. Wow, what's that gonna do to me? I have to constantly be in a state of motivation because that's my job. My job is to motivate people, motivate companies. Sometimes I talk to 3,000 people all at the same time, and I have to have that energy and motivating 3,000 people. How do I have that energy if I'm physically not okay? So, yeah. With that, when you've said you've done everything, remember that every step you take is actually a change already in your trajectory. So be proud of it. Be proud of it. You have to be proud of accomplishments. Because if you say, ginawa ko na lahat, it doesn't work. It's defeating your efforts. Parang sinasabi mo, wala namang mag-work dyan. But try something. Try asking help. That is an accomplishment. Try sleeping more. That's an accomplishment. Work out. That's an accomplishment. Resting your brain. Finding something fun. Accomplishments yun for you. Connecting with somebody. Sit with somebody and talk vulnerably, authentically with somebody. That's gonna help your brain also deal with the burnout and be able to meditate. Pray, take care of your brain that way. There are so many apps out there that you can look at to help you meditate. There are so many shows on Netflix available to help you meditate. Pumunta ka lang Headspace, Netflix. Ang dami-dami kang pwedeng gawin. And that has helped me a lot as well.
There you go. Thank you very much, Ms. Karel. Grabe yung knowledge and information. And I can really see na talagang you're sharing your experiences, boy, not just talking na parang, alam ko ganito yung mangyayari. You're sharing based on your experience. And to some parts, I totally agree. Pero at the same time, di ba, Als? Parang as students, parang lahat tayo, di ba? Even sa listeners, na-experience talaga natin yung sobrang pagod.
Oh, yeah! Oh,
diba, oh. Ha? I mean, parang oh, oh. You're giving your all. Your all, pero parang feeling mo, parang hindi enough, di ba?
Mm-hmm. Correct!
And I think that's part of burnout, di ba? Parang ikaw mismo, yes. Ini-invalidate mo na yung sarili mong experiences, di ba?
And actually, totoo yan. Kasi ang pinaka-common na nagkakaroon ng burnout are CEOs. I'm a CEO. I handle 3 companies na sinabi mo, but I also incorporated a new company in Canada. And I just started 2 new companies this year. I have an events company and I have an HR company. And it's not a joke. It's not a joke. Now, a lot of CEOs or bosses have burnout because they feel guilty for resting. Because people who the high burnout rates are with people who have high passion jobs. Yung because I'm supposed to be passionate about what I want, why should I rest?
Yeah,
I should not be resting. And that's how I felt. I motivate people. Why? Ano karapatan mong mapagod? And I have done that to myself because I have gotten, I've reached the point that the only way to stop me from working was if I'm hospitalized.
Wow.
That has happened to me. I've been doing this for almost 3 decades. I have to get hospitalized. Para lang tumigil ang magtrabaho. Pero madaya ako. Kahit nasa hospital ako, nagmi-meeting pa rin ako.
Ayan. Okay? Gabi yung ganong moment. So sa ating listeners, di ba, Ms. Karel, parang, at the si Ms. Karel na mismo yung naka-experience, di ba, na parang kahit gusto mo naman makaget over sa burnouts mo, ganyan. Kahit ikaw mismo sinasabi mo, hindi to burnout, kaya ko to. Di ba, may times talaga sa atin na kahit gusto mo na makaget over doon, diba? Mm-hmm. Either dinadeny mo na burnout siya or you just keep pushing, you just kept you just keep tiring yourself out, which is very bad.
That's the answer, actually. The answer is self-compassion and self-care. You really have to acknowledge it and stop being guilty about it.
Yeah, and usually they neglect it pa po na on themselves. Mm-hmm.
That's why it gets worse. Yeah. Kasi parang you don't acknowledge it. But honestly, the beginning of acknowledgement and validation na I am tired. I am burnt out. And I need help. And I need to cry. And I am tired. That's the first step. And that's a beautiful step. That's vulnerability. And that will give you more courage to face na tao ako. Bakit ako nabuburnout? Oo, tao ka eh. Physically, mentally, ito yung capacity mo. So, replenish. Take care of yourself. Know when to pause. Know when to stop. If at all, this pandemic taught me that. Kasi sabi ko sa'yo, I have to stop before because I got hospitalized. But I will still cheat because I will work. Because my clients are still calling. My clients are still working. So why am I stopping? I mean, I've had this. I've had a miscarriage. I've had 6 miscarriages all due to stress. And after getting hospitalized and getting released, the day after, I'm at work. So parang yung mga tao ko ngayon, employees ko, nagigilty kasi konting lagnat. Parang bawal ba magpahinga sa kumpanyang to? Kasi tingin mo yung boss natin, oh. Nakuna na nga, nasa ospital na nga, hinihika na nga, nagtatrabaho pa rin. So parang dapat ba pati tayo? But I don't encourage that. And I had to really mandate my people, take care of yourselves. And this pandemic taught me to stop because my clients stopped. The world stopped. As in, I think that's God's way of telling us, hey, you, stop it. Pause.
Right.
Know when to breathe. Know
totally
when to gas
agree.
Up.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I totally agree with you, Ms. Carol. So sa ating listeners, diba? So narinig nyo na rin kay Ms. Carol, the first step is to acknowledge it na pagod ka na and you need to take a rest. And if ever man you're taking the step to take a rest, diba? Don't feel guilty about it. You deserve it, diba, Als? Same. So for your parting sentiments lang, Ms. Carol, to our listeners, diba, na if ever that they're going through burnouts, kagaya nga na sinabi natin kanina, i-acknowledge, diba, yung burnouts. But what would be your parting sentiment sa lahat na nag-undergo ng burnouts? And also sa mga tao na may kilala, na naka-experience ng burnouts, ano mm-hmm. po yung mabibigay niyong ways or advice para maging comfort sila dun sa mga nag-undergo ng burnout?
One is self-care, not self-pity. There's a huge difference. Self-care and self-compassion because I want to take care of myself to get to a better place. Iba yun sa self-pity, you know, gumawa naman ako, pagod na ako, ubus na ako. Hindi yun ganon. So, it's okay not to be okay. I'm tired. I'm going to take care of myself. And know that emotions, no matter what they are, they don't usually last. There is a biochemical rush in our body that lasts for 60 to 90 seconds. If you don't know what to do with it, if you don't know how to deal with this tiredness, it can spiral down. If you don't know what to do with this sadness, it can spiral down. So you have to know, I can do something about this. There is something that I can do because you're biologically made for it as well. Your brain can accommodate stress. Ang problema lang sa burnout is that sometimes masyadong marami at masyado nang matagal because of this pandemic. So that is one thing that we have to acknowledge and be compassionate about with ourselves. So, all right, I'm going to have self-compassion and self-care. What can I do? A while ago, I mentioned a lot of tips. And for you to remember my tips, think of it as champs. Champs lang. C is to connect. Connect with people, connect with kindness, connect with compassion. Huwag yung kukonnect ka sa ibang tao para lang, ay, naku, grabe talaga nangyayari sa mundo. Hindi nakakatulong yun, di ba? Connect with compassion, connect with kindness. How are you today? Oh, I need a hug today. Mga ganon, that can help. Even with a dog, that's still connection, or a cat, connection pa rin yun. Ako, I connect with my kids. I hug them. I hug my husband kahit 10 seconds. Next is have fun. So C is connect, H is have fun. Have fun. I do a 2-minute habulan with my kids. Or I do a 5-minute tickling session and hide and seek with my kids. So to have fun. Or you can play a game. Or you can do TikTok. I do TikTok. Look for me. I'm Karel Herrera. Ang dami-dami akong kalokohan sa TikTok. And those are my breaks. I have fun. And then next is I pay attention. I pay attention to the right things. I do mindful walks. I walk and I notice the moon. I notice the stars. And that has helped me a lot. I pay attention to my pace, my breathing. I meditate a lot. I pray a lot. M is for mindfulness. I am mindful of my meaning in my life. Why do you do what you do? A lot of the people that I talk to who do volunteer work, they're very highly burnt out because they're doing change work in communities wherein there's a lot of tragedy. My work is exposed to a lot of tragedies. I mean, you deal with problems at school or at work. I deal with that. And at the same time, I have to deal with 180 public school teachers who were traumatized because half of their students died when Yolanda happened. I had to deal with hundreds and hundreds of students from Marawi because their homes were bombed and they had to be evacuated. I had to deal with people who are raped, people who are suicidal, people who are sexually abused by people they love. That's my exposure. And I deal with, you know, hundreds of thousands of public school teachers who are going through poverty, having a difficult time and having to teach students. And at the same time, I have to deal with, you know, 3,000 employees of a company that had to go through a tragedy because a lone man, gunman, entered their building and shot at everybody. And they were traumatized. That's my work. I don't just do motivational work. I do coaching for big groups, for companies that experience tragedies. So if you would notice, I absorb and experience a lot of that. I'm not just thinking of company problems, but we help people's problems, whether it's a pandemic, whether it's a tragedy, a calamity, or an act of war. I deal with those things. So it's very important that we realize that sometimes, why do you do what you do? It's very important to know your meaning behind what you do. Now, because of that, that brings up my fire. That brings back my fire. Just the other day, I was doing a talk for 8,000 employees for Manila City Hall because they're all burnt out and they're having mental health concerns. And why do I wake up very early in the morning just to do a talk for these people for 4 hours? Because the meaning of what I do is so strong. So that's the letter M. Next is to do something physical. Again, as I've said, I jump, I walk, I have a treadmill here in my room, I run for 2 minutes, or I do jumping jacks. You know, so as simple as that, to create more brain cells. And finally, I sleep. I rest. I honor my body's need to rest. If I don't have enough sleep, because I'm also an insomniac, then I sleep for 20 minutes during the day. 20 minutes to give your brain a brain break. Okay, so those are my parting words, guys. And I do hope that you get to try it out. Why? What for? Will it work? Try it. Experiment. Wala namang mawawala. Walang mawawala. And if it works, savor it. Wow. Achieve. Nagawa ko yon. Savor those wins. And share those stories with people. Remember that happiness shared is multiplied and sadness shared is halved. So, yes. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Miss Carell, for that very inspiring parting sentiments for our listeners. And to all our listeners out there, always remember, self-care is the key. Kagaya nga ng sinabi ni Miss Carell, huwag natin papabayaan yung mga sarili natin. And also, sana tumatak din sa inyo yung acronym ni Ms. Carell na CHOMPS na makakatulong talaga sa atin to overcome burnout. C stands for connect and H stands for have fun. A stands for attention or pay attention. M, mindfulness. And P for physical or do something physical. And lastly, S for sleep. Again, thank you very much, Ms. Carell, for spending your night with us. It was nice meeting you, and we learned so much.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much, Ms. Carell. And of course, diba, sana yung mga listeners natin maraming natutunan. And of course, take the first step, diba, to overcome burnout. We really hope na natuto sila from this episode. And of course, Ms. Carell, we hope to see you in our future events or episodes of the Unmuted 2.0. Again, thank you very much, Ms. Carell.
There you have it. Alam mo, Gab, since na-mention na rin kanina, I think I have a few announcements na makakatulong sa ating listeners to have fun and cope up with their burnouts.
Diba, parang gusto ko yan, Als. Parang gusto ko yung energy na binibigay natin from, diba, yung overcoming burnouts, yung positivity na binigay niya sa motivation, diba, to overcome it.
That's
parang gusto ko yan. Ano ba yung announcements natin?
Ayan, Gab. So, for our announcement, we are inviting all bonafide R3JPNs for the Federation Year 2021 to 2022 who are the 4th year and 5th year accounting major students and other related courses in the Paragons 2022, the Acer's Quest 2 Ascendancy. The qualifications and requirements are already sent to your email, so please check it out. Applications are now open, so register until December 27, 2021 and see you our Celestars.
That is right, Asgale. Personally, I am looking forward to our participants in the Paragons 2022. So, sa ating listeners, ito na ang sign, diba? Take this as a sign to join Paragons 2022. But, of course, I am also looking forward to our next episode of the Unmuted 2.0. So, abangan natin yan, Celestars.
That is right, Gab. See you on our next episode. And this has been Episode 1, Realigning the Stars, Overcoming Burnout. Ang iyong mga luha, tama na, tahan na, hihilumin ang iyong mga sugat. Hati, wakas na, oh.
Nandito lang ako, nakikita. hanggang dito na lamang.